Now, the growing concerns over climate change have urged countries to find sustainable alternatives for almost everything. With this, a new race for production of electronic vehicles has begun. And it doesn't come as a surprise that even here, it's mostly China versus the West. China is a major player in the electric vehicle industry, from dominating the processing of critical minerals used to make EV batteries to being the major producer and seller of electric cars. Beijing is on the top of its game, there's no doubt. But a sustainable future in the industry depends on access to a steady supply of essential metals like lithium. And this is exactly where Africa comes into the picture. While Australia, Chile and Argentina remain the key source markets for lithium, Africa is likely to supply a high proportion of the necessary minerals needed for EV rechargeable batteries. Now, currently, Chinese companies dominate the exploration and extraction of battery metals. But from Africa, especially in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Zimbabwe, China sources more than 60% of its cobalt, another EV battery material, from the DRC since last year. Chinese companies have made acquisitions in Zimbabwe for lithium. China is also eyeing other resource-rich African countries, including Zambia, Namibia, and South Africa. Reports suggest at present, China is the dominant player in global lithium refining and processing, accounting for about 59% of the world's total, while the US refines just 3% and Canada refines 3.5% lithium. The United States and some other Western nations are not letting China go unchallenged. The US wants to build its own critical metals supply chain to cut dependence on China. It has promised to provide massive tax incentives to make new and used EVs more affordable while using minerals and battery components supplied by the US and its allies. Britain also plans to have its first lithium refinery in 2 years.